The dusty, pitted black car pulled onto the sidewalk near the alleyway, where three Shupo officers stood, wearing spotless green uniforms with bright orange collar tabs and tall green and black Shako hats. A middle-aged, mustachioed man in a three-piece, off-white linen suit climbed out of the passenger side of the vehicle, which rose several inches, relieved of his considerable weight. He placed his Panama hat on his thinning salt-and-pepper hair, which was swept back, and tapped the smoldering tobacco from his meerschaum pipe. The engine stuttered, coughed, and finally went silent. Pocketing the yellowing pipe, Inspector Willy Kohl glanced at their vehicle with some exasperation. The top SS and Gestapo investigators had Mercedes and BMWs, but Kripo inspectors, even senior ones like Kohl, were relegated to auto union cars. And of the four interlocking rings representing the combined companies, Audi, Horch, Wanderer, and DKW, it was naturally a two-year-old model of the most modest of those lines that had been made available to Kohl. While his car ran, to be generous, on petrol, it was telling that the initials DKW stood for the words steam-powered vehicle. Konrad Janssen, smooth-shaven and hatless like so many of today's young inspector candidates, emerged from the driver's seat and buttoned his double-breasted green silk suit jacket. He took a briefcase and the Leica case from the trunk. Patting his pocket to make sure he had his notebook and evidence envelopes, Kohl wandered toward the Shupos. "Hail Hitler, Inspector," the older of the trio said, a familiarity in his voice. Kohl didn't recognize him and wondered if they'd met before this. The Shupo, city patrolman, might assist inspectors occasionally, but they were not technically under the command of the Kripo. Kohl had little regular contact with any of them. Kohl lifted his arm in a semblance of a party salute.
"Where's the body?"
"Through there, sir," the man said. "Dresden Alley."
The other officers stood at half attention. They were cautious. Shupo officers were very talented at traffic offenses and catching pickpockets and holding back crowds when Hitler rode down the broad avenue of Under the Lindens. But murder today called for discernment on their part. A killing by a robber would require them to protect the scene carefully. A murder by the stormtroopers or the SS meant they should disappear as quickly as they could and forget what they'd seen.
Kohl said to the older Shupo, "Tell me what you know."
"Yes, sir, that's not my..."